Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. If you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Every single Friday, I like to get on and do a little solo episode where I talk about topics that either I've been thinking about or that you guys have asked me to talk about. If you don't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve. Everything is linked in the description. That is where I take a lot of my recommendations for episodes. So a lot of the times I'll go through my DMs or I'll post a story and say, what do you guys want me to talk about? And whatever you guys kind of tell me to talk about or whatever is mostly in my messages, I will kind of try to make a topic around for my next episode. So if you want to be a part of what you're listening to and have a say in it, I definitely recommend following my social media. Everything is linked in the description. Everything is at For You From Eve. Recently, I have been a lot more active on TikTok, I would say, than usual. I'm normally like more active on Instagram. If you've been following, you know that about 1 or 2 months ago, my Instagram was actually hacked at 15K followers, I believe. And it's like all my following, all my DMs, all my stories, all my posts are all completely deleted and gone because my account was hacked and deleted. And it was like such a heartbreaking moment for me because I spent so much time building that account up and answering your very like heartfelt DMs. And the fact that it's just like gone is so heartbreaking to me. But I've been trying to build up my new Instagram, and I feel like I just kind of like lost motivation to post on Instagram after that had happened, which I think is normal because when you're used to posting for a certain community and then, you know, 85% of that community goes away, it's tough to kind of like find the motivation to build it back up. So I have been posting a little bit more on my TikTok instead. So definitely make sure that you guys go ahead and follow me on TikTok as well. I've been trying to be a lot more active on it. I created a second TikTok page called For You From Eve Quotes, where I talk about advice and tips from my podcast. And then I have one that's my personal, which is just For You From Eve. And that kind of just posts more of like lifestyle content and all that stuff. But for today's episode, as you could tell from the title, we will be talking about a mindful morning and kind of just spending time with yourself in the morning and how to leave the house not feeling stressed, not feeling anxious, and just making sure that you're taking enough time for yourself when it is the morning time. I think recently I've developed a much better morning routine, and I've also kind of just been more aware of my time in the morning and of my energy in the morning and what I'm kind of focusing on in the morning. And I think that because I've been doing that, I have been having way more productive days. And so that is why in today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about having a mindful morning and just like quick ways to make sure that you're being your most productive and motivated self in the morning. And I think that a lot of the time, especially in the school year, even in the summertime, I think there's always times where we wake up a little bit later than usual because we sleep a little bit later than usual because we have more plans or we're busier or whatever it might be. And I do think that, you know, recently I've been more on the productive side and waking up earlier, getting things done earlier. Whereas a few months ago, I was kind of going through this weird slump where I was sleeping super late, waking up super late, and it's like I wasn't getting anything done. And it's like I was waking up 30 minutes before I had to leave my house. So everything to get ready was a rush. And it's like I don't want to have my days be like that. I want to be able to enjoy my mornings and enjoy my days. And when I wake up late, I wake up cranky, I wake up not eating breakfast, I like don't make my coffee for a while, and then I just feel very unproductive and very unmotivated. So like I said, in the past few weeks, I've developed a very mindful morning routine that I want to share with you guys and kind of just go through everything that I've been doing in the morning to make me feel like my best self. And I feel like having a routine is so important sometimes. I do think it's not necessary. I think building habits is more important than being like 6 to 6:30, I'm going to do this, and 7 to 7:30, I'm going to do this. It's like, I think just building habits that you do each morning or that you do each night is the key to a productive and motivated lifestyle. I don't think it's as much of the timestamps and the expectation. Obviously, there's an expectation to show up to school or show up to work at a certain time. There's no expectation when it's your morning routine. That's something you're creating for yourself. That's something you can customize to yourself. So I don't believe in like time stamping everything. Sometimes I will do that just to get an idea of when I need to kind of cut time, when I can have more time to do something else. But overall, I think it really just does have to do with building habits that you do each morning and building habits that you do each night. I believe that is the key is to consistency, is building the habits rather than trying to do a million things at once and everything. Build the habits, take baby steps. And once you incorporate these things into your routine slowly, it'll all be better for you. Don't try to, you know, do all these things tonight and tomorrow morning. Make sure you're really taking baby steps with it, because that is how you build consistency, is through habits. So the first key to a mindful morning is a mindful night. You need to make sure you're developing a night routine to wake up in the morning at a good time with enough rest and where you're not going to really crash during the day. You have to make sure you're getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep. I always try to get 6 to 8 hours now. I notice such a difference in my day when I get less than six, or even when I get six. I feel like six isn't enough for me personally. I need at least seven. And if I get below six or just about 6 hours of sleep, I wake up with a headache. I wake up with my kind of like brain fog. I don't want to do anything. I stay in bed a little bit longer. And I think especially now that the season is getting a little bit colder in Jersey, it's like I just want to be wrapped up in my blanket the whole entire morning. It's so much harder to get up because I'm cold. So it's just like waking up in the morning, I don't feel like I want to get out of bed. I don't feel like there's things I want to get done because I didn't get enough sleep. So my body's like already kind of tired still. So you have to make sure you're getting enough sleep and developing a mindful night routine. I struggled with sleeping a lot in the past. I want to say the past like year, maybe even. I developed really bad kind of like night sleep anxiety, where anytime it was like nighttime and like time to sleep, I would get super anxious and like not be able to sleep, which is one of the worst things ever, because like a million things will like clog your brain right before you're trying to sleep, and it's like impossible to sleep because then you don't want to have bad nightmares, so you kind of wait it off and you kind of wait till your mind clears up, and then you're distracting yourself by being on your screen, and it's like such a process. So I've struggled very deeply with pretty bad sleep night anxiety, and I've been trying to like fix it because I don't want to be like sleeping late, and I don't want to be kind of waking up tired and feeling like I'm not getting enough hours of sleep in the day, because I will have a headache throughout the day, I will have brain fog, my body will feel weaker, etc. So some things that I do to have more of a mindful night is eating dinner a little bit earlier, trying not to eat before bed, which is so difficult for me. I'm such a late night snacker. Like my favorite thing to do is I get back from the gym, I eat dinner, I take a shower, I do a little bit more like light work and prepare things for the next day, kind of just like relax for a little bit. And then right before I'm about to get into bed, I'll grab a snack, I'll grab my night drink, which I'm going to explain to you guys, and I'll get into bed. And then it's like, I'll eat my snack, drink my drink, and then put that all away, watch a little bit of YouTube or TV. And then once I'm kind of tired, close the screen and just close my eyes. Honestly, like at the end of the day, my late night snack makes me so happy, to the point where I'm like, yeah, it might add a little few extra pounds. The sugar might maybe not be the best thing for me before bed, but for some reason, it's like one of my favorite things to do. Like just being by myself at the end of the night, eating my snack, watching my YouTube is like my simple pleasure in life and something I'm like grateful that I can do. As much as I say like, oh yeah, it's not good to late night snack before bed, I do it as well. My key this past 2 weeks to getting the best sleep of your life is my nightly nightly mocktail. Okay. I saw this trending like years ago on like Pinterest, I think, or something. And I saw this drink like a year or two ago, and I like tried it out and it was working, but for some reason I like stopped doing it and kind of like forgot about it. And then once I like stopped doing and forgot about it, it was like, I kind of just like didn't do it for years, and it kind of has resurfaced on TikTok. And now that it's resurfaced on TikTok, I'm like, wait, I should get back into it. Cherry juice. So cherries actually contain melatonin. So when you drink cherry juice before bed, you're technically consuming melatonin before bed, which is why it helps you go to sleep. When I get into bed with my snack, and when I say late night snack, I mean like a 9 p.m. snack. When I get into bed around 8, 9 p.m., I'll make a drink, I'll put half cherry juice, half lime seltzer, and some ice, and maybe a little squeeze of lemon. And then I'll go upstairs and I'll sit in my bed, and while I'm eating my snack, I'll drink that juice. And I'll kind of just like drink that juice. I'm not a tea person before bed. And there was one point where I was having tea consistently before bed in the mornings. Like I was in such a tea phase. And then I kind of just got out of it. And it's like I didn't really care for tea anymore. But I do like drinking something before I get into bed. So the cherry juice has been my favorite. Like I said, I do half cherry juice from Trader Joe's, half lime seltzer from Trader Joe's, a squeeze of lemon, and some ice. Mix it up. I put it in a wine glass because I just like drinking it out of a wine glass. And I'll just sit in my bed and I'll kind of just drink that while I'm watching my show or while I'm watching YouTube or while I'm reading my book. And that's kind of when I'm like really starting to wind down for the night, and I'm like gonna sleep in the next hour. And I'm planning on sleeping in the next 30, 40 minutes. Before I do this, I like to do a little mindful meditation night every night, where I will open up my Bible study book, which is called The Bible Study, and it kind of just explains like the stories of things happening in the Bible. I'll open up my Bible and I'll open up my devotional and then I'll open up my journal. So I have four different books in front of me, and this is kind of like my mindful part of the night. I'll read, you know, a chapter of my Bible, a Psalms, a page of my devotional, and then a page in the Bible study book. And then I will do a prayer. And then if I'm feeling like journaling, if I'm feeling like writing something down, I will. I don't always physically journal. It's something I've been trying to get back into. It's something I'm like inconsistent with. Like I'll go a week where I journal every single day and then I won't journal again for like another week. And sometimes I'll type it out on my computer. Like recently I've been typing it out on my computer because I'll be like at a cafe and like something will hit my brain and I'm like, oh, and I start like typing a million things. So it really just depends on my mood, where I am. I do have like a guided written journal that I do like writing in at night from my home. It's called The Between Places, and it really gets you kind of like thinking deep. And I think with everything going on in my life right now and the chapter of life that I'm in, that is the journal that resonates with me most. So it's like I kind of will write in that a little bit if I'm feeling like it after I read my devotional and my Bible. So that's what I like to do to kind of just like calm my brain down a little bit before I go to sleep, so I don't have those like anxious thoughts. And I think my faith is like such a big thing for me, and putting faith over fear is such a big thing for me, that when I kind of pray to God and talk to God and listen to God before I sleep, it casts away so many of my anxieties. And so something else I've been wanting to do is create my own prayers. So like making my own prayers, whether it's a prayer for anxiety, a prayer for success, a prayer for love, making my own prayer so that before bed I can recite it to myself, you know, over and over again and say it out loud and read it. And it's kind of like a way of manifesting. It's kind of a way of like putting this energy into your life, but you're doing it through God, and God is the number one provider in this world. So it's like I feel very blessed to have that connection with my faith, where, you know, these practices do bring me comfort and do bring me peace and security and safety, because faith is so big to me. But that is something I'll do, is I'll do a generated prayer that I create myself. Now I like made my own prayers. I think everyone, you know, if you do believe in God, make your own prayer, generate it for yourself personally, because, you know, your life is personal to you. So I'll do that meditation, I'll drink my cherry juice, and I'll make sure that I'm getting into bed a little bit earlier than usual. If you do struggle with going to bed at an earlier time, my tip to you would be every week, try to do 15 minutes at a time. So 1 week, go to bed 15 minutes earlier. The next week, go to bed another 15 minutes earlier. Now you're at 30 minutes earlier. Like, keep doing that over and over again until you're at a time that you like. You're not going to build a habit by trying to do like 15 minutes, like 3 hours earlier the next day. It's like, no, try to build it slowly by slowly. Try to incorporate little habits that are going to make you more sleepy when you do get into bed. So then when it comes to the morning time, I wake up, I feel a little bit more well rested. It's so difficult to kind of like get that first jump out of bed in the morning. But my biggest tip to you is jump out of bed in the morning. Jump, like skyrocket out of bed in the morning. When I sit in bed, I'm like actually not even that tired. Like I don't have to actually sleep more. I don't have to get more sleep in. I don't feel as tired as it might look or whatever it is. I genuinely just can't get out of bed because I'm just staying in bed for no reason. But I knew if I got out of bed, I would have this energy and I would have this splurge to like do things and be productive. But instead, I'm just kind of like scrolling through my phone, going through TikTok, answering messages, FaceTiming someone, whatever it is. I could do anything from my bed, but then it's like I could put my phone down and go back to sleep because I'm just like cuddled up in my bed. But if you just get out of your bed first thing in the morning, it's very likely that you do not need to get back into it after, because you actually have the sleep and energy that you need. So jumping out of bed, first thing, that's the first thing you gotta do, is jump out of bed, go to the bathroom, and just rinse your face with water and brush your teeth. That's the first thing I have to do when I wake up, is just brush my teeth and rinse my face with water, because I've been like washing my face and brushing my teeth first thing in the morning since I was 5, your brain kind of like remembers these things. So when you brush your teeth and when you jump out of bed and when you wash your face, your brain is like, okay, it's time for us to wake up. And then when your brain thinks it's time to wake up, your body thinks it's time to wake up. And now all of a sudden your body is functioning in this like wake up mode. Another thing is that when you first wake up in the morning, I believe it's the first 15 minutes, your alpha waves in your brain are the most powerful, which means whatever you are consuming your brain with and your body with and your mind with when you first wake up is going to affect you the most. That is going to affect the rest of your day. So when you're taking your phone, waking up first thing in the morning, and you're just scrolling through TikTok, or you're scrolling through messages, or you're scrolling through DMs or notifications or whatever, this is gonna be the most like powerful time of your life. Like I think it's the first 15 minutes when you wake up and the last 15 minutes before you go to sleep, I believe, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. the waves in your brains are the most powerful. Your brain is processing the most amount of information at that time. So you want to make sure you're doing it the right way and you're starting the day in that right way. So instead of going on your phone, which I know is such a bad habit, I sometimes do it too still. Instead of going on your phone, get out of bed. Don't even look at your phone. Turn off your alarm. Cool. Go into the bathroom, wash your face, brush your teeth. Then what I like to do is I have like a TV in my room where I can put like Spotify and YouTube, all that stuff. I'll go to Spotify and I'll put on a Joe Dispenza meditation. And sometimes if I really, really, really can't get out of bed, I'll just take my remote and I'll put this on the TV without even like getting and brushing my teeth or washing my face yet. Put on the Joe Dispenza meditation and I sit in my bed and I just breathe and meditate. My meditations are anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes in the morning. You don't have to do like a 30-minute, one-hour meditation. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be 15 minutes. This is a workout for your brain and for your heart, for your emotions, for everything. This is a workout for inner you, which is just as important as outer you and just as important as a physical workout. So make sure you are spending that first 15 minutes, even 30 minutes of your morning, doing something mindful. So what I'll do is I'll get out of bed, wash my face, brush my teeth, get back into bed, but not like under the covers, kind of just like sit on it and lean my back on my pillows. Go to YouTube or Spotify and I'll put on a 5 to 15 minute meditation by Joe Dispenza. Sometimes I'll use like another type of meditation. Sit there, posture up, shoulders back, relaxing every muscle in my body and just breathing and just meditating. After 15 minutes of doing this, I feel a lot more peaceful starting my day. I'll get out of bed. I'll make my bed. Making my bed is a habit that I highly, highly, highly recommend. And I will go downstairs and I will make my morning drinks. So this is something I'm like not that great with that I'm trying to get better at is my morning drinks. So trying to do either like a ginger shot in the morning, an apple cider vinegar shot in the morning, or having my beef bone broth in the morning, which is just boiled water, beef bone broth, and lemon. And I'll just like mix that and drink it. While I'm drinking that, I'll make my second morning drink, which is water, aloe vera, honey, and Celtic sea salt. And I'll drink that after the beef bone broth. And then while I'm drinking that, I'll kind of make my breakfast because the water thing isn't as horrible tasting as the beef bone broth. So I'll make breakfast. I've been trying to have like more protein. So I'll try to make eggs in the morning, normally like 2 sunny side up eggs with a slice of bread. And then maybe some like olives and avocado and like peppers or like vegetables on the side with that. Maybe a little bit of like feta cheese. So I'll have that in the morning. And then once I'm done eating breakfast, I will have my coffee. A habit I've been trying to keep up with is not having my coffee before food. I feel like when I do have coffee before food, my stomach acts up the whole day. I feel like it makes me a little bit more anxious. And I just know over time, it's such a bad habit for you. So I've been trying to have my coffee after breakfast. So I will have my breakfast, then I will drink my coffee. So having my breakfast before my coffee, and then I like to also try to take my vitamins with breakfast as well. So taking my supplements and my vitamins is a habit that I've been trying to keep track of as well recently. And then once I go upstairs, I will kind of like either go back into bed and kind of just like journal a little bit. If I'm feeling like it, I'll read a page of my devotional. Normally, I don't like really journaling that much in the morning. I'm kind of like a little bit too lazy for that. But even just like reading a page of my devotional or chapter or Psalms in my Bible is like good enough for me. So I'll do something like that and then I'll make my bed and then I'll get ready. And I've been trying to spend more time getting ready in the morning, like doing makeup that makes me feel good, doing a hairstyle that makes me feel good, putting on an outfit that makes me feel good. Even if I'm wearing sweatpants and a hoodie, I still want to feel like put together. I still want to feel confident in the way that I look. So just making sure that I'm looking good, feeling good, spending more time getting ready in the morning while drinking my coffee. And then that's kind of like how I start my day. So my favorite habits when I wake up is jumping out of bed, doing a meditation, having my morning drinks, having food before coffee, journaling or doing some sort of reading my devotional or something, making my bed, and then actually getting ready for the day, not just like half getting ready where it's like I don't even feel good in the way that I look. So that is kind of everything that I do to have a mindful morning. I think the biggest thing is just the way that you start your morning and the way that you end your night. So if you're ending your night and you're getting enough sleep and you're ending it in a good way, you will wake up in a better mood and you will feel more motivated to have a more mindful morning. And meditating in the morning, reading a page of your devotional, having morning drinks, taking your supplements, eating food before you put caffeine in your body are such important things to have a mindful morning and even a mindful day. Going into the day with intention is so important. Having a goal for the day, having an intention for the day. these are ways to be mindful. It's not just about the habits that you're doing in the celery juice and the lemon water. It's the things that you're filling your mind with. It's the way that you're approaching the day, not just the things you're doing in the day. And I feel like recently I've been trying to focus a lot more on what it takes to have a mindful morning and a mindful night. And now that I've kind of broken it down for myself and I've kind of realized like what it is that makes me feel good before I sleep and what it is that makes me feel good in the morning, my days are so much more productive. I'm so much more motivated. I'm less tired and I'm just feeling like a better version of myself. And this is just another way to become your most successful self. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope it motivated you to want to kind of get back on track with your night and your morning routines. Remember to not do everything at once. Take baby steps, build habits, have goals, and just believe in yourself. Like, you're fine. Nothing in life is that serious. It's okay if you miss a day. It's okay if you start your day with your phone in the morning. It's okay if you're kind of running late on something. It's all okay. Do not put pressure on yourself. Working on yourself is fun. It's not stressful. It's not another reason to break yourself down. It's a reason to build yourself up and to just make life a little bit more exciting and a little bit more of a challenge. So thank you again for listening. Make sure that you guys go to all my socials linked down below. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.